It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Sophie Baker. She is a senior over at Mid Prairie High School. She's part of the Golden Hawk girls soccer team, which has had a really good start to the season. And she had quite a week, as six of the team high 7 goals she's scored came last week in a couple of victories over Monticello and Cedar Valley Christian, and a game against Beckham Catholic. Had 4 goals in the victory at home over Monticello. And we were just talking before we started, Sophie, about the fact that you unfortunately aggravated your ankle a little bit, but it sounds like you're going to be ready to go here by the end of this week. That happened all the way back in the early part of the season, the first week of the year, when you guys played Columbus. Did you kind of walk out of that week where you managed to score a lot and say, I guess I can play through pain a little bit better than even I thought?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we had some games where we were really short on subs. Like, we only had 2 girls that could go in. So a lot of us had to, you know, stay in a bit longer than we would have usually liked. We had to push ourselves a little bit harder. So I think that was really great for all of us, because, you know, being able to see my team work as hard as I'm trying to work, it keeps me pushing to go harder.
You guys have had a terrific start to the season, as I mentioned. You're 5-1. What do you feel like is the biggest reason for why you guys have been so good this season?
Oh my gosh, the team chemistry, definitely. We combine with the school Hillcrest Academy, and their girls, they play a huge role in our team. You know, soccer, it's not a sport where one athlete can carry the team. It's everyone. And we have so many girls who are willing to play different positions and try new things out if it means it can help the team. You know, we have a few girls who are in track right now, FFA, choir, and, you know, schedules can get pretty hectic, but we all are still try our best to come to as many practices as we can and push ourselves to be as best as we can.
Talking right now with Sophie Baker, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. The Mid Prairie senior, in one single game last week, actually surpassed her goal total from all of her junior season. Those 4 that you had was better than you had all of last year. I know you didn't get as many games as you would like, about half of the season last year. So obviously you wanted to play more, but where else did you want to try to improve coming into this year?
Coming into this year, definitely leadership. You know, we lost, I believe, around 6 or 7 seniors last year, and we have a whole new coaching staff this year. So, you know, it was kind of scary for me, and I know some of the other seniors, to leave, to not have any of these girls anymore, or our coaches, because, you know, I'm the last grade remaining from the high school classes affected by COVID-19. So I didn't get my freshman season. And that season also would have been great. But, you know, this year I'm really trying to push myself to make up for last year, to make up for freshman year, and, you know, to be the leader that my team needs to push ourselves to victory.
And you mentioned losing not just a bunch of seniors, in particular, losing players like Caitlin Martin, who was fantastic, and Esther Hughes, your leading goal scorer. What were the things that you and your classmates then did in order to make sure that it was kind of business as usual with so many departures in the senior class, and, like you said, the transition to a new coaching staff?
Well, like, we, you know, we accepted Truman with open arms. I mean, he's been amazing for us. You know, both him and our previous coaches have so many great strengths, but Truman works so well with a lot of our girls because we are a younger team. We have quite a few freshmen and sophomores. So teaching them and kind of building their strengths, that plays a huge part. But, you know, kind of like I said, so many of our girls have to play different positions and try new things for the team. And I think that has unlocked a lot of new opportunities. I mean, before coming into high school, I never played offense. I was only defense. And I was switched to offense, and I've loved it ever since. And this year I'm the attacking forward. So, and that last year was usually Julia Bowler's or Esther Hughes' job. So that's a new position for me, and it's given me a lot more opportunities to shoot and score and, like I said, bring our team a win.
Have you enjoyed it as well?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, you know, I'm smiling right now talking about it and thinking about it because, you know, the support we've been getting from the community is amazing. There is absolutely, I don't see any jealousy on our team. We all are so proud of each other and we all push each other. Like, we just receive so much love and, you know, notice for our team, and that's really great to have.
Talking with Sophie Baker of Mid Prairie Girls Soccer, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, part of a Golden Hawk team that, as we said, has won 5 of their first 6 matches. You guys have got the big game coming up with Solon that we were just talking about, which is an opponent that will very, very much attest to you. And you mentioned it's a younger team. That said, a lot of those young players like Elise Gingrich or Nyva Hellmuth have been very good for you guys. So what have you told everybody about what you want the goals to be for this team?
You know, I told them I really want us to win. I just want us to win because that feeling is so great, but I don't want us to win for ourselves. I want us to win for everyone, for our whole team, because, you know, us winning doesn't just affect us. It affects the school. You know, it brings more people in, more people get interested in soccer. And, you know, depending on how good our season goes, it can get more girls to go out in the future. So it will benefit our team tremendously. So I'm just telling everyone, you know, push yourselves as hard as you can. You know, one thing I step towards as a captain, I never try to approach any of my girls with harshness or rude tones. I always talk to them. I always tell them I understand how they're feeling. I always try to tell them to, you know, put it in the past, you know, where like at halftime, I'll always tell them that was the first half. The second half is a whole new game. You can come out a whole new player. So I just tell them keep their heads high and keep playing to your best abilities.
Well, sounds like you might have a little bit of coaching in your future somewhere down the line, the way it's going right now. In the meantime, first of all, we hope you get back to 100%. I know you're going to give it a go later this week, and we wish you the best of luck there. Last thing I wanted to ask is the sponsor of Athlete of the Week, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, "Movement is our medicine." What would you say are some of the movements you use that you feel like have been instrumental to making you a better player?
Definitely stretching before and after games. You know, it's 80 minutes of running. You're constantly moving. You really need your muscles to be ready and to know when it's time to start moving and when it's time to cool down. So then the next day you aren't as sore and it doesn't affect your ability to perform.
Well, we certainly hope that you're able to continue to perform at such a high level after a great start to the season. Congratulations, Sophie, on the individual accomplishments and what the team has done. And obviously, we wish you getting back to 100% as quickly as possible and the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
That is Mid Prairie senior Sophie Baker joining us. She has been instrumental to the outstanding start to the season for Golden Hawks girls soccer as they are 5-1, and she had 4 or 6 of her 7 total goals this season came in 3 games last week. And thankfully, after missing their game earlier this week, she is back and appears to be healthy enough that she's going to play in a big showdown they've got Thursday against Solon. Good luck to the Hawks in that one, and congrats to Sophie on being our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.